we've seen 3 fatalities so far in the state.
This is Toby Weed, forecaster for the Utah Avalanche Center. It's the spring avalanche season, weather's warming, and mountain snow is less and less stable. Additionally, new snow might not bond to old snow as well, and in windy conditions, especially at high elevations and in canyons, loose, wet upper layers can come loose and cascade. Toby says these kinds of avalanches hurt more people than any other natural type. Then there are man-made avalanches. These hurt people most, usually the ones who caused them. For general avalanche safety and prevention advice, Toby recommends 3 things: looking up the avalanche forecast for where you're going beforehand, making sure everyone in your group carries a satellite beacon and a shovel, and crossing slopes one by one while others watch from safe distances. As for which Utah mountains are safer than others, Toby says there's no single range or ranges that stand out consistently.
It's all dependent on the mountains, the mountain range, and elevation. So the mountains in northern Utah are mostly above about 9 or 10,000 feet in elevation. And that's true with the ones in southern Utah, too. And so anywhere where we have that kind of elevation, we certainly have avalanche issues. Mount Timpanogos itself has hundreds of avalanches on it a year. They happen on slopes that are steeper than about 30 degrees.
For example, according to current forecasts on the Utah Avalanche Center site, while northern Utah's general risk is low, Moab's is marked considerable. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.